Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk said that he would reinstate suspended accounts on Twitter, bringing back users that previously had been banned for posting hate speech, inciting violence, or engaging in other behavior that violated its policies. Mr. Musk on Thursday said the amnesty will begin next week. The Ford Motor Company has announced a recall. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
The risk of engine fires in some Ford vehicles is leading to a recall from the automaker. The worldwide recall is for over 630,000 Ford Bronco Sport and Ford Escape SUVs with 1.5-liter three-cylinder engines. Officials say a cracked fuel injector could lead to fuel spilling on a hot engine and start a fire. Ford says it's not advising owners to stop driving the vehicles or keep them parked outdoors. Officials say they have received about 20 reports of engine bay fires after the engine was shut off. Owners will be notified of their repair options.
The United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Türk on Thursday made a strong appeal to Iranian authorities to stop their unnecessary and disproportionate use of force against protesters in Iran.
Young people need to know that they can peacefully express their opinions without fear of arrest and imprisonment. According to reliable sources, a conservative estimate of the death toll so far stands at over 300.
The Iranian ambassador responds.
Reducing the common cause of human rights to a tool for political purposes of a specific groups of Western countries is appalling and disgraceful.
A big storm is traveling through the southern United States that will affect travel in Houston, Atlanta, and New Orleans today. Heavy snow in parts of New Mexico and western Texas through the weekend. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Conference Board, a nonprofit research organization, is reporting Americans will rein in spending this Black Friday. With high inflation and economic uncertainty dampening the usual holiday cheer, shoppers say they want to take a more frugal approach to gift giving. Tesla is recalling about 80,000 cars in China because of software and seatbelt issues, the communist country's market regulator said Friday. The recall involves Model S and Model X vehicles with software problems that may lead to battery malfunction, as well as Model 3 cars with seatbelt issues. Now that the Feast of Feasts is in the rearview mirror, some food safety tips from Victoria Idoni will keep those nasty foodborne illnesses away.
How long are those Thanksgiving leftovers good for? According to foodsafety.gov, if stored properly, your food can last for up to 3 or 4 days in the fridge, so about the end of the weekend. You can extend your Thanksgiving leftovers shelf life by 3 to 4 months or even longer, if you don't mind a little freezer burn, by putting them in the freezer properly.
It's been 5 years since fans of Jack Sparrow enjoyed the Johnny Depp character on the big screen. Multiple reports claim that Johnny Depp will soon be returning in a spin-off titled A Day at the Sea. and is scheduled to start filming at the beginning of February in the United Kingdom. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and as promised, we've got Jonathan Kahn back with us. His new book, The Return of the Gods, I'll tell you, get ready, because your socks are about to be blown off, just like every other conversation we have with Jonathan Kahn. You're used to this, and I think our audience is getting used to it, and also an expectation of what you are bringing to us, Jonathan, that I've always said that God has used you as a watchman, but also what he's revealed to you, it comes direct from the throne room of God, and it's very powerful and true. And I'm so grateful for our friendship and grateful that you could come on the show to warn our audience as to what's coming about.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bill. And I'm always honored. You are certainly a watchman, you know, for this hour. And God has given you this platform, and I'm always a blessing to be with you.
Well, Return of the Gods. It was interesting because I called you. I said, look, we need to get an update on Harbinger. And, because a lot has been happening with our country. We had shakings that have taken place. And you said, Bill, I got a new book coming. It's called The Return of the Gods. And you sent me the manuscript. I've not been able to put it down. It has so captured me because it is where we are right now. What is happening to our country, and dare I say the entire world, so this isn't America-centric, because I see this happening around the world, is that the portal has been reopened, and the gods that were once enchained and restricted are now coming back, which is relevant to the parable that Jesus talked about when he removes a satanic force or a spirit out of somebody. That spirit goes out into the desert and roams and then decides, well, heck, I'm going to go back home. I'll check and see what it's like. Meanwhile, that place has been cleaned up. It's all in order. And he comes back and he brings back with him seven other demons that are worse than what you started out with, right?
Yes. Yeah. The Return to Gods is, I would say, and we've talked about this off the air, it's the most explosive book I've ever written. And it's a mystery that is good behind all these things that we're seeing right now, are what's changing our culture, what's transforming the media, our children, the school system, everything, our lives. Could there be a mystery that goes back to ancient times, even to the tablets of Mesopotamia? When we hear about these things called the gods, we think of them as, it's fiction, and there's certainly truth to it, but what if there was something real about them? What if there was something real behind them? And what if they have returned, these entities? And if so, what would happen to America? What would happen to the world? And if we could identify these gods or these entities, then what would it reveal to us? And could they actually be behind things like even Supreme Court decisions? Even could they be determining the exact dates when these things happen? Could they have been manifesting in America? I mean, as you said rightly, in the world in the West, but also particularly in America, what would we see, and where is it heading? What do we need to do to stand? That is what The Return of the Gods is going to reveal. And what you just said, to set the stage, because you that was a great kind of intro to that. Here's the thing to understand the mystery, and that is that that in the Bible, you know, it says in the Hebrew Scriptures and in the New Testament, it says that behind the gods that are being worshipped by the pagans were spirits. In Hebrew, the word is shadim, which speaks of entities. And in the Greek, the word is daimonia. We get the word demonic from it. And it's saying, it's not just, these are not just mythologies. These are real entities. I mean, the mythology is just kind of like a mask, with this, but there are real things. So here's the thing. 2,000 years ago, this all changed. 2,000 years ago, the only place that really had the answer, Israel, and the only one, Messiah, he comes into the world, he sends his gospel into the pagan world, which was, you know, filled with gods, and what happens? The gods are driven out. The temples are empty. But it's not just gods, these are spirits. So the spirits don't end, even though, you know, we have it's the greatest mass exorcism in history, what happened in Rome, and then what's happened every time the gospel goes. And so, because it's not just people who can be possessed, Bill, it's civilizations. And so, we've lived in this civilization, Western civilization. This is a unique civilization because it was exorcised. But here, the warning, as you rightly alluded to, the warning is given in that parable when the Lord spoke about the spirit that leaves the man, then comes back, finds it all clean and empty, brings back more spirits, and then it's worse than before. Now, people think it's talking about a man. He uses a man, but he says, so it is with this generation. He's talking about a whole civilization. So the greatest application is, if 2,000 years ago, this civilization was exorcised, the warning is, if we ever turn away from God, if we ever turn away from Jesus, ever turn away from the gospel, then those spirits that were cast out are going to come back to our civilization, come back to America, and to repossess it. And the gods will return, and that the thing is, we have turned, and the gods, the spirits, have returned.
Exactly. Well, just as we saw with Israel, I mean, here it is, they experience coming out of Egypt, Almighty God, all the miracles, and in short order, they're drawn to, to a golden calf. There's just something about our humanity, and God understands. I mean, He designed us. He knows what is how we've been designed. We're made in His image, and we're made to worship. We either are going to worship the real God, capital G, or we're going to worship the Baal God, the false God.
Yeah, well, that goes with the next piece of the mystery is, like, if the gods are returning, which gods are they? And the thing is, exactly as you're speaking about Israel, America was patterned after Israel. America was created, founded after the pattern of Israel. And so we're following that. So if we turn, and even Western civilization is spiritually, that's the basis. So if we turn away from God, then the same gods or spirits or principalities that came into Israel, that Israel turned to when it turned away from God, are going to come back to America. And in the book, in Return of the Gods, I speak of something called the Dark Trinity. And there's three particular gods or three particular entities that are really where the key of Israel's fall. And each one of them have returned to the West, to the world, and to America.
It's amazing that the dark side would have its trinity. Again, you get the illegitimate before the legitimate. And Satan only knows to copy or to steal that which is legit. And that's what they're doing with their trinity, right?
Yes, exactly. There's always a substitute, always, in every case. And the first of the gods, and we know this one very well, he's called the possessor. His name, Baal, means the possessor, or the master, or the owner, the possessor. And so that was Baal. And what happened with Israel is that when they turned away from God, well, here was Baal. Baal was the anti-God. Baal was the alternate God. Baal was the God of their falling away from God. Baal was the one, if you remember, who would be driving God out in the days of Elijah, driving God out of the culture. Well, this is the same exact principality has returned to America. And when you look,
Jonathan, we got to go to quick break. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn after this.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine. What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with Jonathan Kahn continues. We're talking about his new book, The Return of the Gods. Jonathan, we were talking about Bel, the possessor. Pick it up from there.
Yeah, so this is the key. I mean, you always see Bel mentioned first. And it's kind of like the spirit in that parable, like one spirit goes and says, I'm going to bring the rest. Well, the first is going to be Baal. And so exactly exactly what happens when you look at America and the West. Early 1960s is a noticeable turning away from God. That's when we start falling away from prayer. Putting prayer out of the school, putting the word out of the school, removing the word from our culture. Now, remember, these were the very things that drove out the spirits and drove out the God, the word of God, the prayer, you know, the presence of God, the gospel. So when if we start removing this, which is what we did, the warning is the house is not going to remain empty. And so the spirits are going to return. The first one, Baal. He does the same thing. His mission is the same mission he had in the days of ancient Israel. It's to turn a nation that has known God away from God, to make that nation forget God, forget that it ever knew God. And so what he does, exactly what he did in the ancient case, he starts driving God, the spirit of Baal starts possessing America and driving God out of everything, driving God, again, out of the schools, out of the public square. You know, literally in the Bible it says he caused Israel to turn away from the commandments of God. Literally in America, we actually struck down the Ten Commandments. We actually struck it down from, this is the spirit of Baal. And so the mission is to, now this is very important to get for those listening, is to take a quote Christian nation and turn it into a pagan nation. It's the process of paganization. And so that's exactly what has been happening with the spirit of Baal. We've been watching America, and you wonder what's going on. Watching America becoming paganized. And in everything, in everything. And this thing, there's so much, and of course we can't get into it, but there's so much where this spirit has affected everything. I mean, everything from our addictions, the computer, I mean, everything with that, everything to the wokeism, you know, where we create our own reality. That's all linked to Baal, and it's all linked to paganization.
And God has, in a sense, ordained this time. This is an appointed time for all this to come into occurrence. You write in the book specifically, which blew me away here, in thinking about the decision by the Supreme Court to take the Ten Commandments out of public schools. And here the court is announcing this decision, and behind it are the Ten Commandments.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what happened in ancient Israel. What he did is the spirit causes the nation, the civilization, to turn in on itself. I mean, to become like schizophrenic, where it's warring against its own foundation. So yeah, they're banning the Ten Commandments, and yet they have the Ten Commandments right on there. You know, the president of the United States, you know, swears his office on the Bible, and then we watch the president who did that then war against the Bible. You know, the American school system was founded originally for the glory of God to disseminate the gospel. Now it is working at warring against the very gospel, the very God that it was founded on. So, but these are the fingerprints of Baal. This is he turns a nation inside out, turns it against itself, and it's exactly what he did to Israel. It's exactly what he's doing to America, and it has affected us in every single way.
In the fifth chapter of Isaiah, we're told, woe. And I always, you know, how that must translate in Hebrew. It screams off the pages, woe, at that time that evil is called good and good is called evil, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. And here we are, all pretzel logic tied up in knots with an upside down world experience. And woe is screaming at us from the pages of Scripture, Jonathan.
Yeah, and if you notice, I mean, it's getting more and more irrational. Like, you know, there are people, you know, even people who are not believers, even people who are liberal, are saying, what is going on? This is craziness. How could they say this? It's continuously, and it is a sign of the gods. And there is so much to this, Bill, and the scripture you alluded, you know, woe to the good, evil, evil, good. Absolutely. And actually, another thing about the gods when they return, or when they come into a culture, is at the beginning, the focus is, you know, the first part is, what are those who call evil good? Okay, well now sin is okay, you know, tolerance, hey, it's okay, do your own thing, it's okay, accept this, be open, it's calling evil things good. But then the second phase is then those who call evil. And that's once the principalities or the gods start taking possession, then it changes. It's not about tolerance anymore. Now we're calling what is good, we're calling God evil. We're calling believers evil. We're going to cancel them out. That's exactly what happens. That's exactly what the gods do. And Baal is only, and again, we can only touch on these things but they're in the book, but the, Baal is only the beginning. He's the first. And he, again, he's like the one who says, now come to the other spirits, come back. Well, the second part of the unholy or the dark trinity is the is a she. It actually was the wife of Baal in the Canaanite mythology, and it is a goddess, and she is known in the Bible as Ashtoreth or Ashtorah, and in Mesopotamia she was known as Ishtar or Inanna. In the, when she went into the Greek world, she was called Aphrodite, and then in the Roman world, she was called Venus. Well, the thing is, then I'm going to refer to her as the goddess or as Ishtar. She would, now listen to what she was. She's the goddess or the principality of sexuality, of basically sexual immorality. We're taking sex out of marriage. Well, and the thing is that she's also called a prostitute. And the thing is, what happened, Bill, right after America started turning away from God, started taking prayer out, what happened? What would we expect to happen if she returns? We would expect a sexual revolution, the overturning of biblical morality concerning sexuality, concerning marriage, and the replacing it with pagan sexuality, pagan morality concerning sexuality. That's exactly what happens right after America starts, the spirit of Baal comes in, the spirit of Ishtar comes in, and it starts affecting everything, started sexualizing our culture. That's why that all happened to this day. It hasn't stopped. And what she does, Bill, is that because she's the prostitute goddess, what does a prostitute do? A prostitute takes sex out of marriage and puts it into the marketplace, puts it into the culture. Well, what's happening to America is sexuality started coming out of the sacred realm of marriage and started going in every place of the culture. One of the things that Ishtar did is she reproduced spirits of, or actually images of naked women throughout the culture. Well, that's exactly what's happened in America. The word for, exactly. you know, the word erotic comes from the Greek word eros. Eros was the child, the son of Aphrodite, who is Ishtar, this goddess produces eros. And the other thing is, the word for prostitute, and this is what she's called, in the ancient Greek, is porne. We get the word porn from it. So we have a porn explosion. It's part of her casting her spell, and this is affecting everything that we have seen ever since the 1960s.
Jonathan, you know, and I was thinking about this as I was reading this in your book. In the 60s and 70s, also we had kind of a little bit of a revival that took place. The Jesus movement, if you recall, in the 70s,
yes,
coincided with this outbreak of, you know, of porn and loving the one you're with, all the music and everything, the culture, how it took over it, the hippie movement and everything. Woodstock, I mean, it was all, you know, very liberalized, you know, celebratory type sex outside of marriage.
Yeah, well, interesting point, and Bill, I'm always blessed when we come together because you bring up these things that are not regularly brought up. Yeah, one of the things is that as the darkness increases, God, you know, as the spirits come, so too the spirit counters it. And so in the same way, and it's kind of like one of the things I mentioned, actually the book we talked about once called The Oracle that I wrote, is that things return to their original form. When you go back to the beginning of the age, you have these gods.
Jonathan, let me pause you again. I'm sorry. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was
was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk on Thursday made a strong appeal to Iranian authorities to stop their unnecessary and disproportionate use of force against protesters in Iran.
Persistent impunity for human rights violations remains one of the major challenges in Iran, further fueling discontent and distrust.
The Iranian ambassador responds
that the Human Rights Council is abused once again by some arrogant states.
A storm tracking through the southern United States will pack heavy rain that will make post-Thanksgiving travel difficult and could trigger urban flooding in Houston, Atlanta, and New Orleans. The same storm will also deliver many months' worth of snow to parts of New Mexico and western Texas into the Thanksgiving weekend. Tesla is recalling about 80,000 cars in China because of software and seatbelt issues. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Martinez here. Jonathan Kahn continues with us. We're talking about his new book, The Return of the Gods. I know as you're listening to this, you're praying to God and saying, God, what are you showing me in all this? Well, look, at stay tuned because we're continuing to unravel what is happening in Western civilization. The gods are returning, right, Jonathan?
Yeah. Yeah, and it, I mean, there's so much, Bill, and that's what I said, we were just, the last segment, it's like things just go back and forth in the spirit. There's so much to this, and I'll just say this, that we are in the same situation in many ways that the first apostles were, you know, when they came out, because they were dealing with these things, and it happens again, I mean, Elijah, Moses did too. So if the world is returning to the gods, we have to become more like the book of Acts. So that's the other side. But now, and again, for those listening, we can obviously only touch on things in the book. I'll just mention one more thing about Ishtar. We're going to go back to her because there's something major about it. But she's also the goddess of the occult and of witchcraft and of spirits and of actually also of intoxication, like drugs. So you get all these things in the 60s. You have a revival of the occult. Well, and it's still happening. New Age. That's all linked to this. She literally, it's like she's the one who casts spells on a person or on a civilization. But let me move quick.
And feminism as well. Right, Jonathan?
Yeah,
I mean, the whole feminism movement. Yes.
Yeah, Ishtar was the goddess. Ishtar was a masculinized woman. She was fierce. She went against male authority. She usurped men. It says one of the things it says in the ancient tablets is that she grinds away the masculinity of men. So yeah, and she rages. So you have this thing about this rage against men and against,
yes.
And that's going to be part of something else that she does, which we'll get into, that affects gender to this day. But let me throw in the one other of the dark trinity, and that is the Return of the Gods, the goddess is called the Enchantress, because that's what she did. This one is called the Destroyer. The last part of it is that you got Baal, then you have the sexual revolution, with the goddess Ishtar, then you have where it all ends up. You have Molech, the Destroyer. And this is the goddess, the god or the principality that causes a nation to offer up its own children. And that's exactly what happened to ancient Israel. They literally put their children on the altars of Molech. And so what happens, like with all this go like clockwork, and around 1970, abortion on demand enters America. And right on the heels of the sexual revolution, it all goes together. And so we are literally the spirit of Molech, where we're lifting up our children. You know, America, has lifted up 60 million. I mean, that swamps Israel, So this spirit is the same spirit. And I won't go into it, but the same way ancient Israel lifted up their child sacrifices, that's how we're doing this right now. So this is a pagan, all these things are part of the paganization. This is what the pagans did. You know what?
Is this seven times worse? Is this seven times worse?
Yeah.
Worse, basically? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what the pagan world lifted up their children, lifted up human sacrifice. You know what ended it? The gospel did. But if we turn away from the gospel, listen, so there's no other option. You turn away from the gospel, this returns. So exactly what you said. So there's so much to that too. But I want to get to something you're kind of alluding to, and that is that when you talked about like feminism and the other things, is that there's another whole realm of this, and it has to do with that same goddess. There was another side to her, because there was something about her that was strange. In the book, I call this the Transformer, and that is that with Ishtar, she in the ancient tablet, she says, I am a woman, and then she says, I am a man. And it says in the tablet, the ancient inscriptions that I went over, it says that this goddess has the power to turn a man into a woman and a woman into a man. So what are we going to see, Bill? Well, I mean, this is amazing. The next part, this is the deeper part. You have all these things, but now we're in the next part. And that is that she starts working at turning gender, war against gender. And so the one part, and we can only, again, just touch on it, is that she starts masculinizing women. And that is that you have feminism, you have also even divorce. One of the things that she did, is she wars against marriage. So the weakening and destruction of marriage is all part of this too. This is what she does. And so women, there's this rage against men, that women, you don't need men, and it's to make women like Ishtar, which is to masculinize them, the fierce, make them more masculine. But on the other hand, the other side of what Ishtar does, this principality, and she's doing it right now, is to demasculinize men, to feminize men. And that's happening in every way. One is to have men to take away their role as protectors, as fathers, as providers. It's like, hey, you don't need men, it says again, she grinds away their masculinity. So that's what's happening in the culture. I mean, there's an anti-men. If a man is masculine, they say, well, that's toxic masculinity. If a woman is masculine, they applaud it. So we're watching this. So this is, I cannot tell you how far this extends into everything. So this has affected all of us. It's affected families. It's affected children. But it goes even farther because it affects sexuality. One of the things this goddess is she's androgynous. So when she returns to the world, we would expect to see an explosion of androgyny. And that is that men acting like women, women acting like as men. And so we're seeing that. Bill, she had a priesthood. And the priesthood in her temple, they would be men who literally dressed up as women. And they would act as women. They would put on women's makeup. These are her priests in her temple. And the thing is that, so now we are seeing that all come back. If the goddess returns, we're going to see the return of these things. So our culture now is seeing men dress up as women, women dress up as men, this whole movement, and even where it's one of the things that you notice when you open up this mystery of the gods is they all focus focus on the children. That's why children are being indoctrinated by culture, by their cartoons, by their in their classrooms. That hey, you know, you're not a boy. You're a girl. You know, a boy. You could be a girl. You mean that this is all? It's madness, but it's all part of the gods. And even exactly. The priests were also involved with same sex sexuality. So we're seeing that too. That all is part of the ancient mystery.
Jonathan, for 2,000 years, the West has been, protected in a sense. You know, we read in the New Testament that there are principalities, powers of darkness. We do not war against flesh and blood. And there's reference to that. But now we're realizing these principalities that are coming back, that were very much a part of the woof and warf of ancient Israel and ancient times. I mean, the gods ran rampant. I mean, this is why God judged, the world to begin with when we go back to the first judgment of the flood, right? I mean, this was all part of, you know, what was going on with the dark trinity and these principalities. And it may be hard for some people today to get their brain around the idea that there is a return of the gods, these this dark trinity and these principalities and powers that are part of what we must live with. And now we're going to live with them in a different way, that if we do not utilize the weapons of our warfare, we're going to be in serious trouble.
Yeah. This is, I mean, you brought up a great point, and that is that we have been protected because of the gospel. And, you know,
exactly.
The thing is, but you don't know what you got till it's gone. culture. You know, you put this way, and this is what was there before. It's going to, and as you also noted, it comes back even worse. It comes back even more. You know, when the God, and this is we talk about spiritual things. This is affecting everything. This is affecting our children. This is affecting the next generation. This is real, big, gigantic stuff. And the thing is that
exactly.
for instance, one of the things that was with this goddess is that something else she did with her priesthood, and that is she caused them to be surgically altered. Does that sound familiar? Surgically altered. Even their hormones would be altered, a man being made like a woman. Well, so what are we watching right now? The same exact thing, but it's worse, because it's not just confined to her priesthood. She's seeking to make this entire generation of children to be
exactly
so it's even
okay.
More so.
Got to go to break again, Jonathan. Sorry to cut you off. We've got more from Jonathan Kahn. Stay with us.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We continue our conversation with Jonathan Cahn, his new book, The Return of the Gods. We were talking about the surgical process of altering, you know, God's intent. God said, I made them man, I made them woman. It's like every institution, key institution for the survival, the promotion of life, everything that's righteous and holy is being attacked by the gods, right?
Yes, and exactly. They are the gods. If you look at what happened with the God, and that's why we have to know this. That this is to, you know, the return of the gods is not only to reveal these things, but it's also to arm us and to make, and so we are aware of what we're dealing with and how to deal with it. The thing is that the gods in ancient Israel, they had a bent towards death. You know, in the end, they destroyed Israel. Israel was destroyed through the gods and through the judgment that came through it. So they attack that which God made. They attack what purpose. They remove men from purpose, women from purpose, children from purpose, life from purpose. So it ends moving towards death. And so that's exactly it. You know, so you have a generation right now that is being literally confused. You know, we're telling them, you may not be a boy, you may not be a girl, and hey, we'll alter you. It's madness. And even liberals are saying this is madness. And what possesses adults to do this to children? Well, what possesses it is the gods of possession. They are possessing the culture. It is a repaganization of the culture. And I'm just gonna mention that. I won't go into it, but I'm just gonna give you a little taste of it. That this whole movement of, like, you know, with gender and same sex and all that began in 1969 with an event called Stonewall in New York City, the Stonewall riots. Well, I won't go into it, but you know this, Bill, because you just read it. But it is like amazing, because on that night when that happened, all the manifestations of the goddess were there. I mean, there's something when she goes to war. There's something that appears called the lion's head that was there. There's something called the dance of Ishtar that it was there. They actually danced and said the words that went back to Mesopotamia. There's actually even Stonewall itself. It comes from one of her tablets where she's called the one who breaks the Stonewall. And there was actually a woman who triggered this whole thing that night, and she was literally the embodiment of this goddess, and the goddess was called Storm. They called her, you're the Storm, you are the loud Storm. Her name was Storm, or Stormy. I mean, it's mind-boggling, but it all went back to the gods. And even what's happening right now in our culture, like, you know, which, you know, all over, is all linked to the ancient mystery.
And it's linked to timing. That's the other thing.
Yes.
That will, boy, I'll tell you, bring the hair on the back of your neck straight up. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, because Jonathan brings this ancient mystery into the realm of understanding that, you know, this isn't something that's theoretical. It's consistent with things that have happened in world culture. You know, throughout, you look at history and you see these incredible moments of time and the repetition on the exact date, which is amazing, Jonathan.
Yes. Yeah, there was one time of the year that the goddess's kind of, I would say, possession of the culture was at its peak, and she claimed it, basically. That was the month of Tammuz. When is it? It's in the summer. And by the way, also, she was the goddess of parades. And in those parades, when I looked at the ancient inscriptions, it says that in the parades, the men would march dressed up as women. Women would march dressed up as men. It would be a gender-bending parade. Well, does that sound familiar? You know, the pride parade. Actually, she's the goddess of pride also. The pride parade. Well, she claimed an entire month. Well, when I looked at the ancient writings of St. Jerome and the other ones of Rome, they identify the month of the goddess as being the month of June. This is pride month, June. And not only that, so that's happening every year. That's all. It's a sign of the return. It's a sign of the pagan. This went out when the gospel came. Those parades and the June thing went out. Well, it's come back because she's come back. It's part of her possessing a culture. And the other thing was, as you're alluding to, that if you look at the Supreme Court decisions that all were kind of legalizing the changing of gender, same sex, you know, marriage, all those things, there's three major cases. One is 2003, 2013, and of course when marriage was struck down, 2015. Every one of them takes place in the days of the goddess. Every one of them takes place in the month of Tammuz, her lover. Every one of them takes place in June. Every one of them takes place at the peak of it, which is the end of June. Every one of them takes place on the same date, June 26th, which is the same date that Stonewall was sealed. And that date, do you remember, and by the way, we pray for everyone, we're all in this together, but we have to make everyone, even unsaved people who are involved in this, we have to make them aware. But you know that, remember, everybody remembers, when marriage was struck down, was changed, redefined, that night, America was lit up with rainbows. The White House was lit up with a rainbow.
Yes.
Okay? Well, that night, it was Tammuz, the 10th of Tammuz. In the ancient Babylonian calendar, it says that is the day appointed for a spell to be cast to cause a man to love a man. Who could put this together?
Wow. And that was so huge that you talk about a corporate seal, a national seal. The White House, the seat of our authority is compromised now with the rainbow of the priestess. The rainbow that once was God's message to his creation has now been hijacked.
Yes, here it is. Yeah, I mean, and it's so spiritual. I mean, you know, thing like, why, look, you know, this whole thing about the rainbow, which we're watching, I mean, taking over everything. I mean, it's craziness, taking over, you know, corporations, changing their logos to rainbows, you know, children's cereal boxes with rainbow. I mean, it's craziness. You can imagine if someone told you years ago that the world's going to be celebrating a form of sexuality for a month. You know, I mean, you know, and here's the sign all over, you know, all over American embassies, we have that sign. Well, even that, Bill, goes back to the ancient mystery. The goddess, this principality, had as her sign was the rainbow. And the rainbow, you know, what it means is nothing. I mean, of course, the real thing it means is with God. It was stolen by the here by the goddess. But the thing is that when people wave it and people do this, they have no idea what it really means. It has nothing to do what they think it is. It is something very dark, and they have no idea. And that's one of the mysteries.
Exactly. Along with the colors of the rainbow, there is specific. I mean, this is the thing. It's not a theory. It's not by happenstance. It is by design and determination, is it not?
Yes. This is, yeah, people and other people who are caught up in it, they have no idea. You know, they okay, this great thing. But this is something very planned, you know, spiritually, and it's very, and it's part of possessing. This is the mark of her possession. You made a great point when you mentioned that it was on the White House. This is a mark of possessing. This is her mark.
Yes.
So this is, and here's the thing about this too. It's like, you know, remember, you know, when Christianity, you know, ascended in Western civilization, it was in the sign of the cross. It said, in this sign to Constantine, in this sign you shall conquer. Well, the rainbow is now replacing the cross. And you know, it literally is being taken, the cross is being taken down from public property. The rainbow is going up in government buildings. So we are in a war. The last part of the Return of the Gods is about the war that we're in right now, and what is the end game? What is the plan of the gods? And how do we stand against it?
Exactly. So are we, Jonathan, we go back to where we began. And just like for Israel, when the gods were running totally amok and Israel had surrendered it, you know, that which was holy and set aside for God, and they directed it to the gods, it finally got to a point where God had to judge Israel. And this is where I see America right now, is that we're going to be entering into a phase of judgment. Am I exaggerating this, or am I trying to make this up, or what?
No, not at all. No. The thing is that if without revival, then America is judged. America is under judgment. There is no hope that America has apart from the gospel. And, you know, because remember, it was the gospel, the only thing that drove these things out, by the presence of God. And the thing is that America of all nations was especially founded after God, after Israel. And so it's going to be worse for America. So, yeah, the only hope we have is revival. And one of the things is that we have to know, number one, we have to still pray for that. You know, we don't give up hope. But it's only, you know, what's the antidote? The antidote is Messiah. The antidote is God. The antidote, he's the only one who can drive these things out. And he's the last part of the book, as you know, is called The Other God. And this is the only power we have. What's the power we have against the spirits? The Spirit of God is more powerful, but we have to live in it. We have to become more powerful. You know, one of the things that the gods, when they've returned, there's one chapter called, I believe, Vengeance. And that is that, you know, they were cast out by Christians. They were cast out by the gospel. So they have a focus on believers. You know, they have a plan for believers. Mm-hmm. But remember, if things are going back to the way they were, then we have to go back to the book of Acts. We still have that power. And we still are.
Exactly.
Whether judgment comes on America, sooner or later, we still have the power, and the power is the gospel, and we have to be bolder than ever before. And we have to go forth in the power of the true God.
Jonathan, we've got about a minute left here. Relevant to this being a Shemitah, this is Shemitah year, right? We're getting ready for the Jubilee year. We're months away from it. Does this give us a leg up real quick? And then also how people can get their hands on your book, The Return of the Gods. I'm sorry to do this in short order. It's just...
Okay. We're going to talk more, Bill. You know that. We'll do another thing.
Yes.
It's interesting. The economy, the stock market is already going down. We'll see what happens. It can. It means release. Actually, it means let fall. Actually, interesting. Roe versus Wade was let fall in this year. We'll see. Usually, we'll see if they're shaking. We can talk more. Let me just quickly say, The Return of the Gods will be everywhere and anywhere. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it in every bookstore. And if you order before it comes out, September 6th, even after, it's fine. You can get most of my other books on eBay as a gift. If you go to, I think it's called Books by Jonathan Kahn, and you'll .com, booksbyjonathankahn.com. But you can get it anywhere then or after.
And we'll make sure it's linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jonathan, God bless. As always, appreciate and honor your time. And congratulations on the book, The Return of the Gods. Make sure you get your hand on it. You will not put this book down, ladies and gentlemen. And it will save you. Trust me. This is going to save you a lot of grief down the road, because God, true to his word, is giving us a warning. And it's up to us to heed that warning. Jonathan, thank you. God bless.
God bless you, Bill.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something?